Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, the bubble finally burst on Carolina's smoke and mirrors defense. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Appropriate for the official start of basketball season, UNC lost to Georgia Tech by a score you see far more in the Smith Center than Keenan Stadium. If nothing else, giving up 68 points and a turnpike of yardage to a wishbone team points out how dumb state coach Tom O'Brien was for not continuing to fly the friendly skies of Carolina 2 weeks ago. If he had, the bubble would have probably burst then. Carolina has Sly Williams and a couple of other pretty good guys up front and a great linebacker in Kevin Redick, but its secondary has been suspect all season against teams that can throw the ball and now teams that run the triple option. The Heels tried every numerical combination on that side of the ball, a 5-2, the 4-3, the 3-4, at times a 7-0, but the Yellow Jackets had an answer for each alignment. And you can't always outscore everyone, as our 50 points and 500 yards proved Saturday. I was alarmed from the first time Tech broke the huddle and sent those 6-4 wideouts to both sides of the formation. They were lined up against cornerbacks and safeties from 5'10 to barely 6 feet. When the Jackets started pitching the ball to their sweep back, his blockers played Pac-Man with our defenders, who seemed to just disappear. A number of Tech runners went untouched. The game also proved what a long season it is from September through November, and how every team changes as the schedule progresses. Georgia Tech, for example, had inconsistent quarterbacking and defensive problems, enough to fire veteran D coordinator Al Groh after 5 games. Conversely, Carolina's weak secondary to begin with was a lot healthier back then, whereas now it is playing with third stringers, walk-ons, and volunteers from the stands. Kidding. Tech found its quarterback, Vad Lee, who played at Durham Hillside, and came home to slice the Tar Heels up on the option and through the air. So Tech is getting better, and the bad news for Carolina, so is Virginia, which has scored 36 points on State and 41 on Miami in posting upsets the last 2 weeks. What looked like a sure win Thursday night is now another game where the Tar Heels have to score 40 or 50 to win. Not a good plan, for sure. This is Archansky. See you.